Our guest at the cafe this morning is Grammy Award-winning musician and producer, and he operates right here in Commerce. Brad Davis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John Mark.
Long time since we've sat down.
It has. The coffee's gotten cold, but it's hot this morning.
Let's do something about that. You had taken some time off your songwriter showcase that you have every month at Luigi's for a while, but now that's back and you're doing that.
It's back on, and due to scheduling, due to our crazy scheduling, production schedule at the studio and my touring, which is not really that busy, but that and the production schedule made it really tough. And so I got a few things out of the way. Studio B is almost complete, our new studio that we're building. So it's time to get back into the songwriting showcase. I'm excited about it because we've got a lot of new talent that we've been producing that would like to come out to it. And it kind of got me thinking, you know, we need to start that back up. And we were going to do it in October, but November is going to be our magical month to get that kicked off.
So that will be, is that the third Tuesday of every month?
Third Tuesday, yes. Third Tuesday of every month. Sign-up's at 7, showcase starts at 7:30, and then we go to about 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And this is at Luigi's Italian Restaurant, which is on Highway 24 in Commerce. And basically, the idea is that people come in with their own songs. They can't be doing cover versions of Beatles songs or Dylan songs or whatever.
Right. They've got to do original material. And we try to keep it family friendly because it's for radio, for KETR. And we want to make sure there's nothing that's going to, you know, cause you guys to beep it out.
Matt Menke records.
Right.
The songs, and he plays them on his show, Notably Texas.
He's there, actually. If you're there to play your songs, he's there, and he's going to record you live. I'm there to basically introduce you and make whoever's up there, you know, look good. And our idea is just to give everybody some press. You know, they bring in their original songs, and it gives us an opportunity to showcase songs that aren't basically connected to a rights organization. To some degree, because that allows these songs to be heard for the very first time. And that's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you play with them yourself?
Sometimes I'll join folks and they'll say, hey, would you play guitar? And that's always a blast.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a couple songs up front just to make sure the sound system is in good shape. And then we start the showcase after I get done, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, great. You said the next date is what?
The next date is November the 21st.
That you'll be having the songwriter showcase.
Right.
And it's been long. How long since you've done
it? It's been probably 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so back in, probably back in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking with Brad Davis. Brad, of course, operates a fantastic recording studio in downtown Commerce. Very, very busy place, and a multiple Grammy Award-winning musician and producer. So you are working on still the Louisiana Hayride, revival of the Louisiana Hayride, and the latest on that is you think maybe mid-2018 you're going to do the pilot for that TV show.
Yes, and you just reminded me what they're calling it, Hayride Revival. That's the name of the show. And basically the Hayride, just in case somebody doesn't know out there, the Hayride embraced gospel, blues, rock. That was where Elvis first made his first debut. So mm-hmm. The Hayride handled the gamut of genres. The Opry did not. The Opry was pretty much gospel and bluegrass and country.
And they wouldn't even let you have drums on the Grand Ole Opry for a long time.
Yeah. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. And the Hayride was like, hey, we want to groove and jam. Bring it on. Let's do it. Elvis shook his hips on the Opry, got kicked off. The Hayride said, come be with us. So anyway, the Hayride basically is, they're going to do a revival and basically bring out a show that's going to encompass multi-genres. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you would be the band leader.
I'll be the Paul Schaefer, for lack of a better word. I'll be the band leader. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And a television show. Would it also be on radio?
They want to do both. They want to stream it to radio. And they may actually try to do more old-fashioned type of a broadcast, you know, and that's something we should get you involved in.
Right. So, and of course, this comes out of Shreveport, as it originally did with the old Louisiana Hayride. And we're going to run out of time here. Brad's also working on some of the original Louisiana Hayride recordings and bringing those up to 2017 standard. And then very quickly, not much time. What is this acoustic and bluegrass classical project?
Yeah, I just got asked by CMH Records in West Hollywood to produce or attempt to produce the top 10 hits in classical music of all time in a bluegrass genre. It's been attempted 4 or 5 times and failed, and so they asked me to do it. And, you know, I like a good challenge. I told them I can do it. I don't know if I can or not, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
So how do you select the top 10 classical hits?
Well, they'll select them. They'll do data and select the on SoundScan what's the top ones. And then the way I cut them, the secret is to throw the original into Pro Tools and cut to that as if that was my map. That's the only way you can honor the original.
You're essentially playing over an orchestral recording
and mimicking everything with different instruments.
But then you take the orchestral recording away for the final mix.
That's the only way you can make sure it's going to sound
right. So it's going to be banjo and guitar and fiddle. And
it's going to be a hoot.
I'm looking forward to that. Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thanks, John Mark.
Grammy Award-winning producer Brad Davis, music producer Brad Davis. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KUTR.